Call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, August 12, 2020, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, we'll move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 19 and 20. They are... So these are just a couple that had bill of sales that transferred over a little later.
What happened is a person bought a house that was to be moved off, but they didn't get it moved off of the owners. Somebody got left a home, and they wanted that home left moved off. So they didn't get it moved off by January 1st, and so they didn't want to pay taxes and that stuff with this. So this is a bill of sale that the lawyer sent me. So it's just making a correction that the people that moved it off are the ones that actually owe it. Does that make sense? I mean, basically, they inherited the house, they wanted it moved off. Basically, that's really changed much in the tax rolls.
Addition of 28 on one and reduction of 3,100.
Yeah, that's the value changed a little bit when it moved down the road, just a little bit more. And stuff, I don't think they could get it off as quick as they wanted, but then they didn't pay the tax. So, yeah, that kind of goes through the lawyer and do it.
I would move to approve tax correction slips number 19 and 20.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion on the tax correction slips 19 and 20? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries to approve. Up next are the late filings. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove late filings for homestead exemption application for the following: Baker Bobby, Barron's Tina, Bosinger Betty, Clausen Mark W, Durst Gerald D, Evans Dwayne M, Fulton Bobby G, Hardig Dennis, Hook Thomas, Klaus Donald, Clayton Marianne, Klein Jeffrey, Krantzman Douglas, Cruz, Walter, Leonard, Raymond, Lottman, David, Mammy, Richard, McCarthy, Robert, McCallis, Evelyn, Miller, Robert H, Moon, William B, Nice, Mary, Nicholson, Robert, Oaks, Ronald W, O'Brien, Marcella, Orwin, Ardith, Otto, Harold, Rash, Franklin, Rothwell, Robert, Roatson, Pauline, Schmitz, Terrence, Scala, Sherman E., Smith, Susan, Snyder, Richard, Stefanovich, Robert, Weber, Janet, and Werner, Max. Do you want to tell us anything about these or just kind of give us an overview of what you told us the other day?
These are the people that we had to try to track down because they did not file. And a lot of it, I think, was the courthouse was the virus is out there. So what I did was deny them because they're past the June 30th date. Now I want you to override my denial and make an approval, and then we send them to the state. And then they did it.
So you denied them
because of the filing date.
Because of statute, but you want us to approve them, and then that'll go to the state and show a denial by you and approval by us, and then they'll make the final decision?
Yes. And I pled the case that a lot of these things were because of, you know, beyond the control of the degree. Some of these people don't have a lot of help from the, you know, from their children and stuff, and these are the most vulnerable, and you didn't want them coming in right in the middle of everything like March. So I have talked to the state, and I have really, I believe that, you know, this is a reason to do that. And I think that they're going to be fine with it. There is a late filing up to July 20th, but a few of them came in after that. But I kind of made the case that if you're closed for so many months, you know, or something, I don't know what the exact time was, then really, in my opinion, you should give that many days back to people. And, you know, things like that, these people need it. They're the most vulnerable. So if they don't, then I guess I don't know what avenue I have, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be okay with that.
John, did you have something?
Well, they do all qualify, right?
We don't know. They have an income statement attached. We believe that they do. They had it last year, so we have a list.
Mm-hmm.
And when we call, sometimes they think it's a telemarketer, so then we send a letter.
Yeah.
And we call again. I mean, a lot of them need, you know, some type of a guardian or something. And they don't. So we just felt that that's what, you know, with this situation, I think we've made some exclusions and things like that for other things, like motor vehicles were late getting filed or getting registered. So I think it'll be fine. I've had discussions with Ruth, so. Unless you guys don't feel like,
I guess
you know, if you don't agree, but I think it's the right thing to do.
Will this affect us in any way with the other ones that we deny due to state statute?
We haven't denied any on Homestead.
I thought we denied it.
That was protest.
That was protest.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's a good point.
But in that protest, if they have a map, we can change it because of the clerical. But it's just we can't change it because of the value of this year. So if there's like a clerical problem with that, then we can do that. But, a lot of things were given a date further than this date out. This is not one of them.
I'd ask for
I would move to approve rejecting the late filed protest.
Well, and I think you kind of added rejecting in there, but approve accepting the late filed request.
Yes, I'd approve the late filed protest. You're right.
Yeah. I'll second that.
A motion by Byers, a second by Hill to go against the county assessor and approve.
Right. So you guys get all the credit and I get all the work.
Approve the late filings. Any further discussion?
Oh, I felt that one going right in. I did.
I did too.
Vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. No, thank you, Patty. You ran this through this on Monday, so we do understand this. It's just a procedural thing that you have to do, and we appreciate you bringing it to us.
This is pretty important to me. These are the people that really need help, so I mean, as far as vulnerable. And another thing is we get reimbursed all the money that the homestead. So if we give them homestead, the state reimburses them that money.
Lastly, approve or disapprove rejecting late filed protests. How many?
We did that last week. Do we have another one?
Is it just the one?
Yep. There's a date that it came in. August
3rd. Oh, August 3rd.
So we received it.
Do I need to read the name and stuff on here? Or?
They weren't on that list, but were they of the ones that we sent out the second?
Oh.
Not to my knowledge.
Mark Bales.
that's just an acreage issue.
And I got it all back.
Two bull buildings were added to the property. Building sizes are 126 by 120 and 50 by 80.
You know what? Do that. Go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And then what we could do is tell him if he needs to come in and look at those. If it's anything with the correction, we can do that as a tax correction then.
Because it did come in August 3rd. So I'd ask for a motion to reject the late filed protest due to statutory requirements. Or maybe not.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Jergen, second by Dorn to approve rejecting the late filed protest that came in August 3rd. Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Is there anything else for equalization at this time?
Real quick, I set preliminary levies next week, and following the board meeting, I'm at workshop. So on the preliminaries, you guys, I would assume, wanted to leave the Ag Society, Historical Society. Are those the same as they were last year?
The way that is right now is those are all going to maintain the exact same. Is that what? I mean, that's what I anticipated, but we haven't really said anything.
Matt usually has that. I mean, Matt was before. That's where we always add on this. And then the fires can be whatever they ask for, basically, because it's not the MFO anymore. Is that correct?
It still is the MFO, but they all have to be the same for 1 year and a 3-year period.
Yeah.
So they could change potentially.
But I set them at what they requested.
You can this time because I think all of them got 3 last year.
Right.
Right? So that's right. 1 of 3 years. So they can, if they ask for less, they can.
And then townships were 7.5 cents.
Are there any, we talked about that a little bit, some, one of the fires, only one, I believe, asked for a lower rate. We've talked about in the past, some of the fires have, they're kind of getting to be cash rich. I don't know if we want to make an adjustment for those, but we'll have to be deciding that. And we can talk about that at a regular board meeting budget, the budget line item, because we really, if we're going to do anything, we need to do it fairly soon, actually really soon.
You have to do it by September 1. That's when you have to make.
Next week I'm setting one, and I'm leaving on a Sunday for workshops, so I won't be here for your Monday morning committee meetings. And that will be probably good covering for me. Don will just give that basically that preliminary list of a resolution number. So she's really not going to know much about, you know, the lobby part of it. So. I guess I talked to Dawn, and she would just give the resolution number and kind of help with anything.
Okay.
She would. I mean, that would be appreciated, because.
Well, with that, we'll adjourn. We'll recess equalization until 11 o'clock, when we will come back in the session, and we'll read in the property valuation protests. And those are all four of the ones that went back out for the subclassification. The subclassifications,
yeah,
on CRP and grants.
There's actually only two. There's only two people, but I think one has 5.
Okay.
Lloyd will be damned because he did them.
Great. So we'll need at least 4 of you here for that, just to read the rest of those in. But we will recess at 8:44 on the clock.